So the whole, and I understand it's the cat, the kittens. I mean, they were wild. Technically, they're not ours, but they were on our property. And I had told the mom, you know, when she found out about them, I said, well, I'm not sure I'm going to keep them. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. She says, well, I have a trap that you can use. And I said, well, I'm going to call around and see what I can find out. And in the meanwhile, well, she said, they're too old. It's too late to tame them. And that they'll probably die anyway, is what she told me.
Yeah, she doesn't know a damn thing about cats.
And after I saw you with the one kitten, well, Darwin, he didn't want... And I think he was just pissed.
I just didn't get a chance to really... He jumped on me and I let him go.
Yeah. And, but Stryker, he was the one that was the one I fed the first time, you know.
He's the most friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but I definitely think that, we can't keep them now. Just because...
No, there's a stigma there.
Yeah, that and when he said, well, we didn't know if they were being fed or taken care of, but I'll tell them. That's what he said. I'll tell them. I'll let them know that you're taking care of them. Who is them? His mother and his girlfriend and all the other bitches and fucks that live in the house.
And his father, stepfather, whatever the hell that guy is to him.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I mean, he's... And like the neighbor across the street said, the woman's got all these different men living with her. I mean...
Well, on occasion.
That one from Indiana and then somebody else and now this dude with the motorcycle. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway...
It's a matter of principle. They took him and... They didn't come to the front door and ask.
Yeah. Because like I said, I saw them at 9 o'clock this morning. And they were laying on the two logs, sunning themselves. Yep. Just at one had one paw hanging over. Oh, say I want a dog like that.
A ginger mutt?
A ginger mutt. But anyway, and I saw them all three. And they were looking, you know, at the door. And I was like, okay, guys, I'll feed you later. And... Then I went back and started doing my stuff. And then I heard Blondie just meowing and meowing and meowing, like a panic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what's going on? So the first thing I did was, of course, I had to get dressed and get my shoes on. And I ran outside to that side to see if, you know, if they, I thought maybe they put the live trap out there, the ones that they use for the raccoons.
Yeah.
So I went out there and I was looking to see. And Blondie saw me and took off. I mean, just, she had this look of terror in her face. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll get some food and coax him out. And I'm like, you know, doing my little noise at him and nothing. Nobody's coming out. Nobody's moving. There's no noise. And I'm like, okay, something's wrong. So I put the food down and it seemed like 5 minutes before Blondie stuck her head out. And she was, like, really scared to come out. And she just, like, stuck her head underneath the fence. And then she came out, and the other two didn't. And I knew right then and there.
Something was wrong.
And I sat there, real quiet, watching, waiting for the other two to come out. And that's when I heard the neighbor saying, you know, oh, I have two. We're not bringing them in the house because I don't know if they have fleas. And I'll send you a snapshot of them. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, you kidnapped them and now you're going to give them away?
Yeah, but you can't even come to the door and say, excuse me, are you going to, what are you going to do with these cats? I'm concerned that you're going to, you know, that they're going to reproduce at a rapid, you know, rabbit race pace and that,
they aren't even ready for that for another 3 months.
And I'm like, but you're right, it's the principle of the thing?
Yeah, because I told them last night that we were keeping
And who
them.
Was it? Was it his girlfriend?
One of the girls. And he said to me, well, she didn't tell us that. Well, Nick, I'm telling you now.
That's, yeah. So, the saga on the kittens is that we're giving them to...
A close friend.
And they're going to go live on the farm.
Yep.
And not the friend that we originally planned, but a better friend. I think he's a better friend. Because I... Huh?
He's a closer friend.
Yeah, well, I know him. You know the other guy, but I know him. And I know he's good with the animals because he's had the dogs and...
He loves animals.
Yeah, and...
He'll see to it they're cared for.
Yeah, that I know. So I don't worry about it. And then if I want to, I can still go over and see him.
Yeah.
But, you know, after talking it over... we just can't keep them because I'm afraid if we keep just one Striker, I'd like to keep Striker, but if we do keep that one, I'm afraid they would, even with a collar, I'm afraid they'd snatch him up and...
Yep, they would.
And I don't...
Like, you can't leave anything alone. It's not yours to mess with.
I was pretty upset.
I was too.
Because you...
Principle.
Because, you know, I don't just call you at work just to scream in your ear. So you knew I was feeling some kind of emotional trauma.
Yep.
And then I put that voodoo hex on them. That was
just not right.
I read the incantation 5 times. And then I cheated on the oil thing. I didn't get the oil. I just lit the candle.
Yeah.
And then I did my whole, you know, where you... Well, I don't want to say exactly what I did, but you didn't get a card. Okay, so we're at Walmart. But anyway, that's the story that ends our Friday, that tomorrow we will be taking the kittens to my friend Than. Hey, look, it's the $70 cookies.
Yeah, no shit.
Walmart charged me their 98 cents, and through the... And when we had gone through checkout, they rang up as $70 and some odd cents. So anyway, okay, guys, thanks for listening, and love to you all. And thanks, Adrian TurboStream, for your love and support. Laterness, people.